Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. It's going crazy out there, folks. The world is on fire. The United States is on fire. So much to tell you about. First of all, breaking news, President Trump shares that he'll be making a major announcement tomorrow. I don't know what that could possibly be. Nobody in the world knows more and understands more about President Trump than I do. I don't have the slightest clue what he could possibly announce tomorrow or why he'd want to announce it. Heading into a Christmas week, I don't know, but it must be something very big. And all I can tell you is he will be the guest on my show on Real America's Voice a week from Saturday. Not this Saturday. It'll be a great show again this Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. But next Saturday, President Donald J. Trump will be my guest, and he's making a huge announcement tomorrow. What is a major, huge announcement? I don't know. This just in, well, it's not really just in, but in today, my show starts now, and of course it was in before the show. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates another 50 basis points and then announced to the world that there's going to be more rate increases in 2023 that shocked Wall Street and that there would be no cuts in 2024. How they know that this far in advance, I have no idea, because they couldn't pick my nose. They're so bad. So they don't have any idea what 2023 or 2024 will bring. But I have an idea, and I am not an economist, and I'm not a financial genius like my financial guru, Kip Herridge, who understands stocks like no one in the world. But I'll tell you what. I am a common sense guy, and there's a suicide bomber at the White House. There's a suicide bomber at the Fed. There's a suicide bomber at the World Economic Forum. There's a suicide bomber atop all of them, George Soros. There's a suicide bomber atop George Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, and they're trying to destroy this country. And inflation is not going down. Anything you hear to the contrary is a lie. Inflation is at the same or getting worse every single month. Everything I buy is higher today than it was yesterday and the day before and the week before and the month before. So anyone who says inflation has peaked is a bookworm that's looking at charts and not living in the real world. It's only getting worse, and next year is going to be even worse. More big news. Sam Bankman-Fried taken to a rat-infested Bahamas jail after begging a judge to grant bail because he's a depressed vegan. Now he's going to be in a jail in the Bahamas, probably the only white guy in the entire jail. Good luck to you, Sam Bankman-Fried. That should be an experience. And my guess is he'll come out of it either shanked or they'll claim he committed suicide. Either way, he's gone. He's eliminated, and he'll never testify about the FTX scandal that I believe is the worst scandal in the history of the Democrat Party. It's right up there with the Hunter Biden laptop that nobody ever saw. They gave so much money in 2022, and all the money they gave was concentrated on defeating Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, Carrie Lake and Blake Masters in Arizona, Adam Laxalt in Nevada, all the Trump candidates, Herschel Walker in Georgia. That's how they beat him. That's how they made the case that no one likes Trump anymore and that Trump isn't popular and his candidates all lost. They used billions of dollars of money laundered in Ukraine from FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, and he knows where all the bodies are buried, and they're going to murder him as sure as I'm standing here. Meet the new Seth Rich. This guy just became the new Seth Rich, and Democrats are going to make sure this guy's murdered, but they're a lot smarter weird they were with Jeffrey Epstein, where the guards were sleeping and the videos were off, and he was heard screaming, and then they claim he committed suicide. That's just a little bit too much to do a second time in a row. So what a brilliant idea. Get him arrested in the Bahamas. Stick him in a horrible Bahamas hellhole jail where everybody is black and poor, and a rich little white Jewish boy enters the jail cell, and they are going to kill him as sure as I'm standing here, or he is going to be suicided, and you'll never see him again, not around to testify about all the crimes committed by the Democrat Party and select rhinos like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. All right, Las Vegas police release booking photo of Joe Biden's non-binary former nuclear waste official, Sam Brinton. I have just gone insane at the idiocy of this man being in charge of America's nuclear waste and being one of the big shots at the Energy Department for months now. He is a man, dresses as a woman, and is involved in pup sex. He turns you into a slave, and you bark like a puppy, and he beats the crap out of you. These are sick people, mentally ill, sick people who don't know what sex they are, don't know if they've got a penis or a vagina, probably has both, probably has fun with both of them, and is a weirdo. These are weird, bizarre people. What they're doing in government, I have no idea. They used to be waiters. They used to work at, you know, shows on the strip. What they're doing in major positions at Health and Human Services in the Energy Department, I have no idea. But how do we finally get rid of this weirdo in high heels, a man in high heels that dresses as a woman and likes you to bark like a dog? He had to steal luggage at two different airports in order for us to get rid of him. And finally, the last indignity was stealing luggage at the Las Vegas airport. These are sick people, mentally ill, not just because he dresses as a woman and wears high heels and makes people bark like dogs and likes puppies. No, that's not really the only reason he's mentally ill. He's mentally ill because he steals luggage, which means he's a self-hating, self-destructive loser that lost the biggest job of his life and is now fired. And instead of handling being in charge of the nuclear waste of the United States of America, he's taking prison shots, mug shots, and he's going to wind up in a prison cell. But of course, or the pound. Maybe he's going to be at the Humane Society. But deep down, this is probably what he wanted all along. He wasn't getting enough puppy action in the government, right? So now he'll get plenty of puppy action when he gets to a prison cell. He's going to be barking and moaning, I can tell you that much. And he probably will like every minute of it. How disgusting. You low-life loser. This is what's wrong with America. And then how about this one? Just to follow up on that story. Former CNN producer for Chris Cuomo pleads guilty in a pedophile scandal. John Griffin, who worked, quote, shoulder to shoulder with Chris Cuomo. Well, that's interesting. Shoulder to shoulder with Chris Cuomo. So he was shoulder to shoulder with Chris Cuomo, pleaded guilty on Monday in federal court to using interstate commerce to entice and coerce a 9-year-old girl to engage in sexual activity at his Vermont ski house. Wow, this is a different, I didn't even know that. This is a different CNN producer pedophile than Jake Tapper's former producer, Rick Salaby, who resigned after it emerged that he solicited sexually explicit photos of an underage girl. Wow, this guy Griffin admitted to meeting the girl's mother on a website during the summer of 2020, after which he persuaded her to bring the 9-year-old child to his Vermont ski home for illegal sexual activity. According to the Daily Mail, Griffin used Google Hangouts and Kick, I don't even know what Kick is, to convince the mothers that a woman is a woman regardless of her age and that women should be sexually subservient and inferior to men. This according to the indictment. You know, this is not according to the National Enquirer. It's according to the indictment. Wow. He worked for 8 years as a producer at CNN and was fired following his arrest. And here's a photo of him and Chris Cuomo together. Wow. And it actually says in the photo, Chris Cuomo says, can he get me blessed by Pope Francis thanks to my giant baby head? Let's try it, shall we? Gives new meaning to those words now, doesn't it? He also attempted to entice two other children over the internet to engage in sexual activity, allegedly proposing a virtual training session which would involve instructing a mother and her 14-year-old daughter to get naked and touch each other at his direction. And then in June 2020, he proposed to a mother of a 16-year-old that she take a little mother-daughter trip to a ski house for sexual training involving the minor. And she went. She went? I guess you're telling me she did. There's some sick people in this world. And they all happen to be Democrats. Wow. And now, to the actual two biggest news stories of the day. First of all, how much time we have, Chris? A minute and a half. All right. So I'm going to tease the two stories. And then we'll come back. And we'll actually dig into them. Number one, I believe as Title 42, which means Remain in Mexico, ends in the next week. In the next few days. This literally is the end of America. America will never recover. There are experts predicting, you know, up till now, 5 million illegals were let into the United States in the last 2 years under Biden. There are experts who are now predicting well over 6 million will come into the United States in just the next 12 months. So now it's gone from, you know, 2.5 million a year to 6 million a year. We're never going to recover, and I predicted all of this. I predicted if Democrats ever won another presidency, and in this case, they stole the presidency, they rigged it and stole it, and now they're fixing it so we can never win again by letting in the entire world, millions and millions and millions. And if it's going to be 6 million, maybe it'll be 10 million this year. Maybe next year it'll be 20 million. The entire world is lined up to come in. How do you know I'm right and I'm not exaggerating? Because California Governor Gavin Newsom says California is about to break amid a flood of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires. Gavin Newsom said illegal immigration policies of the federal government are not working and the U.S. government must take responsibility and ownership. Gavin Newsom is on Wayne Root's team. California will sink based on all the illegals coming in. And I've got news about the COVID vaccine when we get back.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com. patriotstore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to greatpatriotstore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to greatpatriotstore.com. That's greatpatriotstore.com.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know, I've had dogs my whole life, and I've met pup handlers. I've never met a pup handler. Oh, my God. You know, I could have lived my whole life without ever hearing that term and seeing that disgusting, low-life, perverted piece of human garbage and a major government role at the Energy Department overseeing the nuclear waste of the United States of America. You know, that's a sick man. I can imagine what he really wanted to do with the nuclear waste. He may get a chance to do it, too, in a prison cell with about 52 other men around him. These are all disgusting people, man. These are the people that, when I was a kid, you'd say, what a weirdo. He hides in a closet. He hides in an alleyway. And now you make him a major government official because Democrats are in charge. Do you know how sick this is? How about this headline? Wait, I'm not done. There's better headlines. There's a better headline than a pup handler in the White House as a major Democrat government official in charge of nuclear waste. You know, what could be wilder than that? Obama, well, he is the real President Obama, but Biden, the puppet president, who takes Obama's orders, he actually signed a bill at the White House, Respect for Marriage Act, which is all about LGBTQ and, you know, putting you and me in jail for disrespecting somebody using the wrong pronoun. But a drag queens were invited to the White House for the signing ceremony. And a drag queen at the White House once performed for a 2-year-old boy. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. It's impossible. Marty G. Cummings. Cummings, that's funny. Marty G. Cummings must have changed your name. A drag queen who Joe Biden invited to attend the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act shared a picture of his invitation on social media, said he was grateful to receive the overture to go to the White House. Long history of activism. One video of Cummings singing the children's song Baby Shark to a toddler went viral 3 years ago. Footage showed Cummings donned in a wig, high heel boots, and a leotard tightly hugging his genitals.
clapping along with the tune, at one point spinning onto a long table and briefly drawing the attention to his nether regions. A man who appeared to be the boy's father was smiling, bouncing the child on his knees, and recording the interaction while grinning from ear to ear. Folks, there are sick people in this world, and they're taking over the United States of America. They're not hiding anymore in strange clubs in Lower Manhattan, okay? They're at the White House. This is bizarre. All right, Engineer Tax Services is this. Chris is laughing in my ear. Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this segment of the show. See, I have real people, not freaks, weirdos, and bizarros. And nut jobs. I have real people sponsoring my show, like Engineer Tax Services. If you're a real person, and you're not a weirdo, and you own a small business, and you don't like paying a lot of extra taxes to Uncle Sam, then listen up, because Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar multinational corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. They're attorneys, engineers, and scientists that perform millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars by working directly with your accountant. You don't have to fire your accountant. They work directly with your accountant, and you don't hire them until you find out what they can save you. You go there, you call them, and you get a free no-cost analysis. You tell them Wainwright sent you. It's 100% free. It costs you nothing. It's risk-free. You're under no obligation to buy or join or anything like that. Just check it out. You owe it to yourself. 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. So I told you there was another huge story I wanted to get to. What do we have, Chris? Like 90 seconds again? $1.20, even less. A third journalist has died suddenly and unexpectedly at the Qatar World Cup. I believe that's how you pronounce the country, right? It's Qatar. Or maybe it's Qatar. Maybe it's Qatar. It's Qatar. I'm sorry. It looks like Qatar, but it's Qatar. I always forget whether it looks like the way it sounds. Qatar World Cup. Third journalist. When the first journalist died, suddenly and unexpectedly, clearly of a heart attack, I said, my God, the vaccine's killing everyone. Then a second journalist died. And I said, my God, the vaccine's killing everyone. Now a third journalist died. And these journalists, the very definition of journalist means they're liberal. They love everything government says. They trust government. They followed government. They love Fauci like Jimmy Kimmel. They followed Fauci. And they all got quadruple jab. They probably got their fifth jab on the way to Qatar, on the way to the World Cup. Three journalists dead, suddenly and unexpectedly. The entire liberal world is dropping dead, suddenly and unexpectedly. And they're so dumb and clueless, they listen to government, and they notice all their friends dying around them, and they keep going, wow, I don't really understand what's happening. You're just dealing with people that are so clueless. They couldn't spell cat if I spotted them, the C and the A.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Police confirm an arrest has been made in the murder of four Idaho college students. Victoria Idoni has more.
Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
Koberger resides in Pullman, Washington.
and is a graduate student at Washington State University.
Police say DNA evidence links the 28-year-old criminology PhD student to the scene.
The November 13th stabbing death shocked the nation and led to an intense investigation that dragged on for weeks. Former President Trump's tax returns are out after a long legal fight. House Democrats released 6 years of tax records dating back to before he became president. The documents show Trump paid no taxes in 2020, claiming large business losses. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is retiring. He turned 82 on Christmas Eve. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roots. The Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show.
We'll have Dick Morris with us in just a moment to discuss the new monstrosity $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that is outrageous, and several Republicans are so dumb they voted for it. What morons. Do you realize Democrats could have passed it without our votes? So what did they need to vote for it for? Why would they even go on the record to support it? They're a bunch of morons. All right, Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has an asset to protect, any asset at all, then you really want to listen up. I've got an exciting free offer for you. Not all states are created equal. Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. And don't forget, the income tax rate here is zero. Zero business tax, zero income tax. NevadaWar.com is the website to get your free book, The Nevada Edge. NevadaWar.com. Don't think you have to live in Nevada. It's got nothing to do with Nevada. You can live in any of the other 49 states and open a Nevada LLC and protect your assets. Go to NevadaWar.com, get the book, and find out how. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. All right, Tony, we got our guest.
You do?
Oh, Dick Morris is with us. We've got him. Republican political strategist, Newsmax host. His new book is The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. You can find more about him at dickmorris.com. Dick Morris, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show. How are you?
Well, good to be here, Wayne. Love doing a show with you.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and all of that.
Thank you.
So, by the way, just in the interest of kind of insider baseball, I just got off the interview on my weekend show that I taped because it's Christmas, so I taped it today. It's on Real America's Voice TV network, and my guest was President Donald J. Trump. So I went straight from Trump to you. I just hung up with Trump like 10 minutes ago, and now I'm on with you, and I said the same thing to him about the omnibus spending bill. It's obscene, it's ridiculous, and it's suicidal that any Republican would vote for it. Why would any Republican vote for it? What did they get out of voting for it?
Well, you said it precisely. It's suicidal. They're dying anyway. The Republicans that voted for it are all retiring, except for a few rhinos, you know, who always vote that way. But the real votes that make that possible are Burr from North Carolina, Tillis from North Carolina, Portman from Ohio, and one other, I forget, and Blunt from Missouri. And what they all have in common is they're retiring. This is a parting gift to us. We can't hold them accountable. They've left. And the way McConnell got their votes was to laden the bill with every earmark in the world they wanted. And God knows if those earmarks relate to the future career of these gentlemen and are in fact payoffs to their post-senatorial life. I have no proof of that. But
I'd love
to go through the earmarks and check them all out. I know that the bill is so laden with earmarks, it's worse than Santa Claus.
Well, and the thing I discussed with Trump that I found just so outrageous, you know, let's separate out all the waste and all the spending and all the debt and all the earmarks that we know is wasteful payoffs to senators and their constituents and the people that donate to them. Separate from all that, how could any Republican vote yes or yay on a bill that gives $0 to border security while it gives $45 billion to Ukraine for their border security, in other words, the invasion by Russia, and it gives $410 million to Middle Eastern countries for their border security and zero for ours? Insanity.
When you're right, but the question of how can they vote for it, I think I just answered. They're beyond the pale. They're not accountable. They're not. They're out of politics, and this is their retirement.
Obviously. I mean, obviously, they're never going to face. There must be a few Republicans that voted for it, though, Dick, that will face voters again one day. I haven't seen the list yet.
There are, but they're the rhinos. Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, Cassidy, they're the rhinos, and they're the people who never believed in our cause. They just masquerade as Republicans. There are about six or seven of them, and then there are about four or five retirees, plus 40 Republicans, 40 real Republicans, 40 Democrats. Give them 60 votes, and that's how they do it.
It's unbelievable.
They've not only given away the store for this year, but they gave it away for next year, too, because the bill says that there will be no change in the debt limit until 2024. So our leverage is gone, and they're passing appropriations not for this fiscal year, but for the next fiscal year. So when the Republican Congress convenes, they will have nothing to do, because the budget will have already been passed, and their next opportunity to affect spending will be in October of 2023.
For 2024.
By the way.
Right. And by the way, never have they done it anyway, right? Let's be honest, Dick. I mean, you know, I'm a Republican who says the other side is evil and our side is a bunch of feckless cowards. And I've never seen Republicans really ever cut anything. When do we ever cut actual spending? And the answer is, I think never. Even Reagan was my hero, never cut spending. And Trump's one of my heroes. He never cut spending. And I really don't remember any Republican Congress, even the Newt Gingrich one. I don't think they cut spending ever.
Come on, Nick. There's something very different than not cutting spending in a budget that spends about $3 trillion and not cutting spending in a budget.
I know that. I'm just saying
that's
even
$8 trillion.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. I'm just saying even when we get control of the House, we're still never going to cut spending. We may just not increase it like this, like pigs. I get it.
Yeah.
But someone should one day try and cut.
But it's not just a question of pigs here. It's a question of serious damage to the economy.
Right.
We're already vastly overspending. That's hyping demand. It's a narcotic for the taxpayers. They say, I'm going to give you more wages. I'm going to give you another job. But on the other hand, at the supermarket, you'll give it all back. And they haven't caught on to this transaction yet.
Obviously.
It's just a con.
Dick, obviously this is going to be devastating for inflation. It's going to cause a lot more inflation, right?
Of course it is. Absolutely. In two respects. One is what's called demand pull inflation, which is more demand but for the same number of goods. But the other is cost push, which means when they increase the salaries, they have to increase the prices to cover that. And when they increase prices, that forces the price of the product up. So we're going to be caught in a whipsaw. And at the same time, because the supply chain will be cut, because like energy costs go up and other costs rise, we're going to have fewer things to buy and pay more and more for it. So this is a total disaster. But what do they care, man? They're leaving town.
Right. It's just, you know, well, what do they care if they had a conscience? But none of them do. None of them do. It's just about payoffs to themselves. They just want to get rich. Let's segue to the, and there's nothing we can do about this now, so let's segue to the criminal charges the January 6th House Select Committee referred to the DOJ against President Trump that could potentially bar him from ever running again. Would this actually have any impact? First of all, could they make this happen? And second of all, will it have any impact on his political future?
No and no. They cannot make that happen. There are two ways they could conceivably do it. One would be to say he led an insurrection against the United States. And the Constitution provides that if you did that, you can't run for office. That's a Reconstruction era provision. But it was waived in 1872. And under the guise of it trying to be a sectional reconciliation after the Civil War. And when they attempted to enforce it against, I think his name is Caldwell, Madison Caldwell, a congressman from Virginia, who attended the January 6th riot, and they tried to bar him from the ballot based on that clause. And the court held that, no, there was an amnesty to that, so even if it was an insurrection, you can't bar him. The second ground is that if you take government archives, the law says that you can't, again, have security clearance. But the qualifications for president do not include not taking the archives home. And you can't change the qualifications for president by simple law or court decision. So no, this in no way is going to bar Trump from running. Politically, it's going to empower him because his supporters will all understand that the Democrats are out after him to get him using any technique they possibly can, and that shows how much they fear him. And the Republicans going to rally to his side.
I hope.
There's something more important, Wayne. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about James Madison and Thomas Jefferson. This is about whether a federal police force can intervene in an election, suppress vital information like the Hunter Biden laptop 2 weeks before the voting, to force the election of their candidate. This is far worse than Watergate. And it's a civil liberties and democracy issue that overshadows everything else, in my view. And
yeah,
it's going to be central issue.
I told Trump it's treason, but there's nobody to arrest the FBI. There's no one to arrest the Attorney General. There's no one to arrest the DOJ. In other words, how do you arrest the people who are in charge of law enforcement? There's nobody to do it. That's the issue. Hey, Dick, the music's on. We're running out of time. If you want to answer that question, I'm glad to have you stay through the break and answer it on the other side.
I want to, but I can't.
All right, so Dick's on the run. All right, look, Dick Morris, Republican political strategist, Newsmax host. His new book is The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Always a friend of Wayne Root in this show, DickMorris.com. Dick Morris, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all the above. God bless.
Happy New Year to you.
It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So I want to deviate a little bit from the regular Republican versus Democrat. Bob Caradillo is with us, and he's all things about championing kids in school. And he actually brought a guest along with him, and I want to get into some of the things that are happening potentially in your school.
Absolutely. I brought my friend Denise Karen. She's fighting the good fight.
Denise, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
And thank you for having me.
So give me a quick once over of what's happening as far as wokeism in some of these Connecticut schools.
It started post-COVID is when parents really started to notice a difference with the whole unmasking. Apparently in May of 2016, the federal and state released guidelines regarding policies on transgender and gender nonconforming youth. The policy originally stated, and I brought it verbatim with me, is that school personnel should not disclose information that may reveal a student's status, including to parents and other school personnel, unless legally required to do so, meaning that your child can go to school and change who they are. The school does not need to notify parents. The school does not need to refer the child to licensed professionals. I brought forth at one of the recent board meetings a local pediatrician who got up and spoke and gave testimony, along with a written letter of a local psychiatrist who all denounced this policy. And they basically went on to give formal testimony on the cognitive development of children, the importance of including parents into those important decisions, and again, that when a child presents with gender dysphoria, they should be referred to licensed professionals to assess, treat, diagnose, and form a treatment plan in conjunction with the parent, and how that's best practice. Since then, luckily, our school board has taken every measure that they can legally under these federal and state guidelines. So it's now revised, and it goes on to state that school personnel will make every effort to work closely with the student and the family, formulating an appropriate plan regarding the confidentiality of the student's status that works for both the student and the school. Now, this next part it leaves a lot of room for, well, it goes on to say, privacy considerations may vary with age and maturity level of the student. So it's still, it's very gray. Right. It's not black and white. You know, when are children allowed to make these decisions, and when are children old enough and mature enough to decide to exclude their parents?
And the final call comes from who?
That's a great question.
So a school board or a principal or a superintendent could say, well, this person is mature enough to make the decision and leave the parent out, and this one is not.
Precisely. Precisely. Essentially excluding parents from our own children's care.
I mean, I assume the response is that because in some cases the parents will overreact or the reaction will be bad towards the kids. That's the only thing I think that they could possibly think, mm-hmm. and as a defense. I mean, have you heard anything else? What's the defense from this?
Well, ideally, when a child presents that way, there should be a 504 plan in place. There should be a referral made to the school psychologist,
yeah.
to the school counselor. Parents should be involved. And if the child truly has these feelings, there should be a plan set in place. And right now, there's no formal process for when this happens.
I think if I could add on to that, too, you know, over 50% of these kids that that are confused or what have you about their gender, they present on the autism spectrum, too. This is a vulnerable population, all right, first mm-hmm. of all. And these kids trust the adults that under whose care they are, under whose custodial care they are.
Right.
So what really gets me, and I'm sure it gets Denise too, is that these kids are taken advantage of by these adults. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's the school attempting to usurp parental authority and become the primary influencer of these kids. This is what's going on here. And this is why it's such a serious problem, is that they're trying to take advantage of a vulnerable population. And parents, for whatever reason, they trust these people. And sometimes they just say, well, they know what's best. We've had teachers right. tell us, listen, you don't question a mechanic when you bring your car in, so you shouldn't question us.
Right,
so,
right,
and we
right.
say that's BS.
Yeah.
How far can they go in this process? Can they get to the point where they're actually delivering hormone-changing drugs before the parents will know?
Well, not at our school. We don't have any, you know, clinics like that.
Mm.
But even the psychiatrist that, you know, decided to write on behalf of us parents basically stated that more times than not, when a child identifies as transgender or a non-conforming status, that it is typically due to a social contagion. And it's involving behaviors, emotions, conditions that are spreading spontaneously throughout a group or network.
I wish we had more time, guys, but we do got to run. I just wanted to get the word out for everybody. Look out what's going on in your schools. There are layers of wokeness. And in some cases, that wokeness is trying to indoctrinate your child into something maybe that you don't want your children to actually have anything to do with, something you've actually taught against. Just pay very close attention to what your kids say and what they do. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.